Last night, Simone Biles took home her fourth gold medal for women's floor exercise. Very exciting. But tonight, Croatia and Poland face off in the men's team handball quarterfinals. What? You haven't been following handball? Perhaps it's because it doesn't look like handball. And the U.S. isn't competing and hasn't since the 1996 Olympics. But American players are hoping to change that. Andres Espinoza is a member of the Los Angeles Team Handball Club. He plays for the USA Beach Handball Team. And Andres, I'm sure a lot of people say to you all the time, handball, that's the thing that people did in Brooklyn, slapping the ball against the stoop or wall.
You know, initially people always think it's the one against the wall, yeah. But it's on a big court. It's 7-on-7, and you basically throw the ball in the goal. A lot of people describe it as water polo on land.
That's water polo on land. That's perfect. Yeah. So it's a ball that weighs about a pound, bigger than a baseball, but not as big as a basketball, so you can palm it. And people throw it, what, forward to each other instead of dribbling?
Yeah, there's dribbling involved and a lot of passing. And, yeah, basically there's a goalie, and you try to throw it past him and score on the goal. You can get up to, 60, 70 miles an hour from some of the top players.
And how'd you find out about it?
Well, back in 2008, I was watching TV late night, and when the Olympics were on, and I saw a sport I've never seen before. I think it was, the Brazilian women team, and I was like, what is this? They're running around the court fast, firing the ball, but a lot of passing. There's dribbling. And I just looked into it and found the L.A. team and been playing it for about 8 years now.
Well, and what a disappointment then that you've gotten into a sport that could be your ticket to the Olympics, except what? The U.S. hasn't qualified.
Yeah, like you said, 96 was the last time USA was in the Olympics, and that was from an automatic bid from hosting. It's a small sport compared to the rest of the world. It's professional in Europe and South America, and it's a tough game to get into, but yeah, we've had a good time trying, but they have not qualified in, 20 years.
Well, the men's team ranked 38th in the International Handball Federation, which makes no sense to a lot of observers, and maybe you too. I mean, this seems as if it would be a sport made for Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on a court. It's about 40 feet longer than an NBA basketball court, 15 feet wider. It's real fast. It's real physical. You would think a lot of Americans would love this sport, and they would if it got some exposure, but, most people don't know about it.
Yeah, well, just the fact that you say it's like water polo, people don't have respect for water polo that, in fact, I think they should. I mean, I can't imagine, breathing, swimming, and trying to, get a ball down a water court. I mean, it's incredibly hard, but is that a part of it that there's just, unless you know how hard it is, there's just less respect for it?
Yeah, well, you grow up in the U.S., the main sports are, of course, basketball, football, baseball. You grow up playing in high school. And, handball's, like I said, professional in Europe. And so a lot of kids, when they're young, they start playing that. And it's hard to really compete with people that have been playing their whole lives when, a lot of the players here, maybe after their college careers or even some pro athletes that pick it up in their 20s, and it's, they're really far behind someone that's playing their whole life.
How big are the big names in the game in Europe?
In some countries, it's the second most popular sport. And the top players, like Nikola Karabatic, Mikkel Hansen, they make $12, $13 million a year.
Wow.
They get thousands of spectators at their game. So it's big, and it's a lot bigger than we know of here.
Well, and some of them, we understand from this Washington Post article, are asking, what would happen if LeBron James, decided to take up handball? I mean, do you think, as some are speculating, and no offense to you, who's, taken up this sport, but would we just squash other countries if we had those players? Or is it not that easy to transfer skills?
Yeah, it's real interesting to think of. I mean, I've thought about that for years. But when they say that in the articles and, people every 4 years, they see this sport and they think, just put our top athletes in it and we'll just be the best. It's really undervaluing how good a lot of the athletes are that play this professionally. And I think his skill set, in particular LeBron James or like a Russell Westbrook, it would be amazing to see. But it's not all about athleticism. It's a really technical sport.
Do you understand there's more contact?
Oh, yeah. It's a real physical sport. I would say it's somewhere in between basketball and rugby. You hit people hard and you wrap them up. Those are normal fouls, and it's a good way to play defense. So it gets real physical out there.
Well, what should people do if they're saying, let's do this. Let's get out there. Let's get this Americans back in this sport in the Olympics. What should they do?
I would just encourage anyone who wants to try the sport out, who has a, you know, a past in athletics, you know, college, pro, or, you know, any level, to come out and try it. Like I said, it's fast, it's physical, and we encourage anyone to come try it.
Well, we understand that the USA Handball headquarters in Auburn, Alabama, is holding a tryout because some former college athletes have, you know, shown an interest. Like, well, maybe I could get into the Olympics if I could learn this sport. So there's a tryout on October 15th. We'll let people know more about it. Andres Espinoza of the Los Angeles Team Handball Club, who also plays for the USA Beach Handball Team. That's like, what, beach volleyball mixed with water polo mixed with rugby?
Yeah, it's like beach volleyball versus indoor volleyball. It's the same, but it's a lot different.
Yeah. Andres, thank you.
Thanks for having me.